The Holy Gospel appointed for the 20th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 10th chapter, with verses 2 through 16. Pharisees came up in order to test Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to send her away." And Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." And in the house the disciples asked him again about this matter. And he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to believe and accept that marriage was instituted by God as the lifelong union of one man and one woman unto one flesh, and therefore is not to be broken. The words of Jesus himself, "So they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning, as we consider again the word of God, is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, St. Mark chapter 10, with special attention to verses 7 through 9. "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." What a wonderful statement on this Sunday morning. And yet at the same time, challenging statement. As we worship our Lord Jesus Christ, yes, "what therefore God has joined together, let not man separate," or as it reads in the King James Version and the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, "put asunder." As a matter of fact, in the short explanation of Dr. Martin Luther's catechism, the question is asked, what is marriage? The answer, marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman unto one flesh. Marriage was instituted by God and therefore entered into by rightful engagement. Not only that, but the explanation given by Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism concerning the sixth commandment, "We should fear and love God, that we may lead a chaste and decent life in word and deed, and each love each other." And yet there are thousands and thousands of people getting divorced, including many Christians. as well as many Lutherans. The question the Pharisees asked Jesus in order to test him, Jesus, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason? And how does Jesus respond to them? He doesn't answer their question. Instead, he asks them another question. What did Moses command you to do? And they answered him immediately, saying, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to send her away. We read in the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, chapter 24, verse 1. If a man marries a woman who becomes displeasing to him because he finds something indecent about her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her, and sends her from his house. In other words, if a man disliked anything about his wife in the Old Testament, or found his wife to be displeasing or indecent, whatever that means, he had the right to divorce her. Imagine. And yet, what does Jesus say about marriage and divorce and remarriage? We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, beginning verse 4. Listen to what Jesus says. Haven't you read? At the beginning, the Creator made them male and female and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. So they asked Jesus again, why then did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and just send her away? And what did Jesus say? Moses permitted you. Yes, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard. But it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness and marries another woman commits adultery. As a matter of fact, this is what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount. Listen to what he says in chapter 5, beginning verse 31. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I, Jesus, tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness causes her to become an adulteress. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. And yet it's reported that today people get divorced for all kinds of reasons. As a matter of fact, money, sexual problems, or even for that matter, an affair, are not the most common causes or reasons for divorce today. On the contrary, the number one reason cause for divorce today is lack of good communication between husband and wife. And that's followed by a lack of trust and respect, loss of affection, bad temper, selfish or irresponsible behavior, a lack of social life, and then money or financial problems. Yes, marital unfaithfulness that Jesus talks about is number 15. Not only that, but it's also reported that more than 1 million families in the United States are affected by divorce every year. It is also reported that although 1 in 2 marriages ends in divorce today, I repeat, 1 in 2 marriages ends in divorce today, in a home where the family attends church and the children go to Sunday school on a regular basis, only 1 in 500 ends in divorce. Amazing, isn't it? That's why you come to church. And you're listening to what Jesus says. But more significantly, in a home where prayer and devotion are practiced by the family on a regular basis, only one in 57 marriages end in divorce. In other words, the absence of a religious foundation, a Christian foundation, is the main reason, the main cause for a divorce today. And yet, because of sin, we're not perfect. We have divorce today, including many Christians and many Lutherans. And so, whenever the marriage vow or bond is broken, and I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying this morning, whenever the marriage vow or bond is broken, God does permit divorce. For the innocent party to procure a divorce, when the other party is guilty of marital unfaithfulness, which includes in it, by the way, spousal abuse or desertion or abandonment. That's the position of our church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. But again, that was never God's intention in the very beginning of time. As we read and have read from the words of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, especially what I read to you from the Sermon on the Mountain, as a matter of fact, God expects a man and a woman to love and honor each other, the husband, his wife, as his God-given helpmeet or helpmate, and the wife or husband as her God-given head, just as Jesus is the head of our church. And for any of us here at church, and I want to make that very clear, who was and has divorced and has remarried, because of marital unfaithfulness, including spousal abuse or desertion or abandonment, God still loves you and He forgives you. We need to hear that. As a matter of fact, in a document published back in 1987, that's a long time ago, the Commission of Theology and Church Relations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which we belong to, titled Divorce and Remarriage, goes even further as it spells out in detail how to deal with those in our church who have divorced for other reasons. And I quote from the document, "There are other circumstances where there are reasons to believe that where reconciliation and restoration of a broken marriage simply are not possible, in such cases, remarriage becomes a possibility." Are you listening? I remember when I was a kid, divorce was not acceptable. Remember those days? But we have to look at what Jesus says, and we have to look at the Bible, and yes, the document published by our church. In other words, there is also forgiveness from God when there is true repentance and true contrition by those who have divorced for any other reasons or causes where reconciliation or restoration is just not possible anymore. And I have counseled hundreds and hundreds of people who have gotten divorced during my 44 years in the ministry. It's tough, but we have to see what the Word says. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we believe and accept marriage to be between a man and a woman until death separates us. And for those who have divorced, and for those who have remarried in our churches throughout our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, there is forgiveness. Not only marital unfaithfulness, spousal abuse, desertion, but where reconciliation, restoration cannot be achieved by the two parties. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Listen to what it says. Unless you build the Father, the house is built in vain. Unless you, Savior, bless it, the joy will turn to pain. But nothing breaks a marriage of hearts in you made one. The love your spirit hallows in endless love begun. For those of us who have never gotten divorced and remarried, God bless you. And for those of you who have divorced and remarried, God bless you too. Because we want everyone to be part of God's church. Especially here, our church, Shepherd in the Pines, Big Bear, California. God bless you. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you and with us unto life everlasting. Amen. Amen.